In trending Wimbledon news, guys, yesterday our girl Serena Williams defeated Alison Risk in three sets to move on to the semifinals, which will be played tomorrow. Congratulations,
go, Serena.
Serena.
Yeah, and
I watched it.
It was a good match, too.
She's so powerful and strong.
Yeah, she got serious that third set.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. She put that half
six
in that
to one,
bun.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. She put a half in the bun, and that was it.
We ain't even supposed to be over here in
all right,
the third
so,
set.
Yeah, and she's playing like she has something to prove now. And, you know, she's out.
She does, though.
Yeah,
she really does.
For all the naysayers who doubted me, you know. Speaking of Serena, she is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar magazine, and in it, she wrote an apology letter to Naomi Osaka about that controversial championship match. Remember that at last year's U.S. Open? Yeah. Remember where she called the umpire a liar and a thief? Yes, we all remember that. She was hot. She was very direct. Yeah, she was hot. Serena even went on to therapy behind the incident. She wrote in a letter to Naomi stating that she was sorry and she thought she was sticking up for herself and never thought the media would pit them against each other. Serena went on to say that she would never take the light or shine away from another black female athlete. Naomi responded to Serena, and it brought tears to Serena. Naomi said, "People can misunderstand anger for strength because they can't differentiate the two." Naomi went on to say, "No one stood up for themselves the way you have." You know?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, she was upset. Your adrenaline's flowing. You're in a zone, you know, and you thought you had the match and you lost it. So,
I've had those moments with y'all on this show.
We're having one this morning.
Yeah.
How is he in every situation?
You're right, Tommy. Three matches.
Relate, Carl. I've had a radio black moment before.
Excuse me, Jay. You can relate to Serena.
Yes, the anger.
All the words. You a liar. You a damn liar. I've heard them words before.
Team Tommy. But wait, can we go back for a moment? Have you guys seen this cover with Serena on
it?
Yes. Yes, baby. Lord, the ghost.
And here's some more trending news that's just on my website. Serena is the finest thing in tennis. Let me put that out there once again, as
she did yesterday.
She is the finest thing playing tennis. Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Do you know there are other people that's in your house?
He's so ignorant.
Okay,
is she not fine, too?
That's for me to say.
No, Junior, just look me in my eyes right now and tell me, Serena not fine.
I'm not saying that. But
we'll be right back to Baby I Got Caught Up on the Show.
That's all I'm trying to say, Jay. Do you not know that your wife is listening? Your kids is listening.
My wife. Okay, let's talk about my wife. She ain't never seen Serena. Don't nobody know this. I'm the only one who knows Serena fine.
Wow.
Okay.
Because me and Shirley even know that. That's a bad girl right there.
She was my Woman Crush Wednesday one day.
And she will be today.
Yes, and she will be today. Okay.
She didn't have to let that leg out just up there, just right there in the back. Yeah. She didn't have to do that to us.
But the thing about these photos in the magazine, though, she looks really good. They're untouched. They didn't do any retouch on them.
You don't need a retouch.
And I love that.
I love that too, Shirley.
I know who they need to interview.
Have you guys ever seen her in person?
Yes. No, I haven't. I must say, I don't want to go too far, but it should have been
a book of Serena. Excuse me.
Did you say you didn't want to go too far?
I didn't want to go too far, but I just think it should have been a book of Serena. I'm just saying.
I thought that's what you had said.
I think they should have interviewed, and I would like to interview the man who got to oil her legs. I want to know what he felt.
And
how much oil did you use?
Did she move?
Yes.
He ain't the leg lotion dude. That ain't who he is.
I want to be the lotion on the leg.
But that is Jergens, though. I know Jergens when I see it.
Man.
All right, look. The ignorant nephew, I got to say it, is up next with a prank phone call right after this.